Her stomach jumped with the shuttle. Whatever liquid was left tried to force its way out, but she swallowed back the vomit. The acrid taste still laced her mouth from the sickness after takeoff. Landing on the moon did seem more forgiving, but that didn't mean anything to her susceptible stomach. 16 looked at her warily, the smell of puke wafting from her sleeve, making Zeng gag. "Damn it, Mom. Children are supposed to throw up on their parents, not the other way around. I did not sign up for this." "Well, you shouldn't have gotten grounded," Zeng managed to say between coughs. "But I am such a wonderful addition to the family," a male voice came from 16's unpuked arm. "Such a stupid thing to do," Zeng muttered as the shuttle's voice came onto the system. "Please get together your things. The shuttle will be ready for deboarding momentarily." "Thank goodness. I need to get this taste out of my mouth." "And I need a shower," 16 said while giving a hard stare and unbuckling the intense safety straps. Zeng unfastened herself, stood, and stepped towards the luggage. It hadn't moved much, so it only took a moment to find its buckle and unhook it from the shelving units, which divided the passengers from the shuttle's transportation section. The bigger luggage, boxes, and other supplies were packed together perfectly, so she couldn't see a hint of the passengers on the other side. Zeng hoped they were paying the packing person properly for their skills. She picked up the case, which was covered in mustache giraffe skulls. "Is this what punk kids were into these days?" "Here," she handed the case to 16, who took it in both hands, then, with a grunt of pain, dropped it from her left, making the luggage swing into the seat and land with a thud. "Are you okay?" "I'm just fine, Mom. I'll be better when I'm off this cramped ship." "Yes, then we explore this wonderful new world together," the male voice sounded again. "Can't you get that thing to shut up? I am not a thing. I am a highly intelligent artificial intelligence machine, and I have a name." 16, why does it have a name? "Why does anybody give their pet a name, Mom?" "I am not a pet. I am a wonderfully hilarious, smarter than humans AI named Genie." If the machine was human, it would have let out a huff. Since this was a machine, he gave off an electric crackle, which gave much a similar effect. "That's right, Mom. He's named Genie, and I got him because I think he's awesome, and he is never going to shut up." She gave a smirk, which turned into a grimace of pain. "You could have at least gotten a normal implant. At the hospital, you know, where it's safer." The front of the shuttle opened with a loud hiss of equilibrating air, allowing in the light and noise of the factory-filled colony. 16 shielded her eyes with her hand. For one, normal implants are boring. For two, they're completely tracked by the corporations. And for three, Genie is better in every way. With that, she picked up her luggage with her right hand and hurried off the shuttle. Zeng thought about rushing after her, but watching her youngest rush into the see-through dome of the moon brought home the gravity of the situation. Her older daughter, whom had been living in domes like these for years, was missing, and she was supposed to find her.